2 weeks ago in youth group, we were talking about our goals in life and how those will guide our pathway through life. These goals should shape who you are and what you want from life. Liz and Bill, our youth group leaders, told me about this approach from Warren Buffett, where you identify 10 goals and then choose only 3 from the list. Those top 3 become your main focus in life, and the remaining 7 go on your avoid at all costs list, because the other 7 are the things that will most likely distract you from truly doing the first 3 well. I thought this was pretty interesting. Later on that day, I was talking to my mom, and she asked me about my goals for the future, after high school, after college, what I want to do in life. That's when I brought up the idea of the top 10, top 3 goals that we learned in youth group. My mom asked me what my top 10 were, and I told her that the top 10 wasn't important. It was the top 3 that mattered. So she asked me for my top 3, and I told her, a sweet car, a sweet job, and a sweet band. She chuckled to herself and was surprised I didn't say a sweet girlfriend too, and then asked me very seriously, where is God in all of that? And I said, what do you mean? She responded, where is God in the whole top 10, top 3 list? I said to her, God is the top 10 and the top 3. They go hand in hand. There is no top 10 or top 3 without God. Without him, I can't even work towards a sweet car, a sweet job, or a sweet band. Without God, we cannot even walk the pathway to our goals. Jesus himself understands this in a very fundamental way in this morning's gospel. In the gospel, he's talking directly to God and asking God to protect his disciples. Jesus says to God that his followers do not belong to the world, just as he does not belong to the world. Jesus is saying that as followers of him, we are not natives to our own world. He's also saying that as followers of him, we exist in two different worlds, the earthly world and God's world, to which Jesus has ascended. Originally, we were from God's world, but we have been put here on earth. Jesus is asking his Father to guard us here until time comes that we can go back to heavenly kingdom. But for now, the two worlds run parallel. Just as God is real, so our world is real. As followers of Jesus, we only live by keeping our hearts in both worlds. Here on earth, God is the thing that sets us apart from others in the world. We wouldn't be here without God. He is the thing that makes us who we are. He is why we live. God set our lives in motion and allows us to fully live. With that same hand, he protects us in this world, from ourselves, from whatever evil there is. Without God, there is no life. From ourselves, when John talks in this morning's epistle, he's basically saying the same thing. John writes, whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son does not have life. John is telling us that it's only through God that people are able to thrive and have joy in the world, and that the end goal that we each set may be different, but God is the means and the way that we get there. Without God, we wouldn't be able to comprehend what we want or need to meet human goals. The psalm this morning says, we are like trees planted by streams of water bearing fruit with leaves that do not wither. A tree that is planted near water isn't thankful that the water is there, because the water is all that is ever known. The tree does not know how to exist without water, because the tree cannot exist without water. The tree doesn't know how to live in this world without water, just as our bodies do not know how to live in this world without God. This is what God is in all of our lives, a fundamental presence without whom we could not exist. In the coming months, I'll be going to college, moving out, and living on my own, and I will be striving for something better for myself and my future. But it wouldn't be possible without God in me, around me, and with me. And I know that the path I'm setting on is going to be pretty new and may at times even be pretty scary. But I think that I am ready, and I think it's God that makes me ready.